This was certainly one of the noisiest events at Unlock 2019, a workshop entitled Drums of Freedom, Protest Through Music, the pulsating rhythms echoing through the huge open space created by the courtyard of a disused 19th century barracks here in Prague's trendy Karlín neighbourhood. And inside, away from the drums, a series of debates and panel discussions, like this one, on how the instant messaging service Telegram can be used effectively by civil society activists. Telegram is highly popular in the former Soviet space and has a legion of fans, including Uzbekistan's Umid Ghafurov, a blogger and entrepreneur behind a website called troll.uz, which uses humor to shine a light on social issues.
Before it was a bit dangerous, maybe. Now we're having some reforms, you know, we have some kind of freedom of speech. But anyway, my project is not really, it's not like opposition, you know. It's more about people, it's more about ourselves. I'm not like anonymous, you know, I tell everyone like, it's me, it's Umid, I'm from Tashkent and I'm living in Tashkent. It's not like any organization who is behind of this project. In other way, our people, they are not ready for freedom, maybe. Because sometimes I write like, I post some critics about maybe some problems and they say, oh, come on, you are a blogger, just shut up, just don't touch this kind of stuff. And it's strange, but okay. It's our reality, our people.
This is the third Unlock event, and it's organized by a small NGO called the Prague Civil Society Center. Its director, Rostislav Valvoda, casts his eye over the assembled delegates from Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and other places, and explains to me what they all have in common.
You know, these people in some of these authoritarian countries do what we here in the West, in Europe and elsewhere, would pretty much think are normal things. We're just, you know, doing what everybody else is doing. We're just, you know, freely discussing what we think. We just, you know, want to be watching what we want. We want to be kind of having access to news that we think is correct. And if we are unhappy about something, we want to be free to say so and say so publicly. And so in a way, you know, these people, exactly as you say, these are not some sort of hardline kind of ideological opponents. They just want to live decent lives. They want to, you know, be in a society that is just, that has some sort of sense of justice, where you know, somebody is treated unjustly. They just want this to be rectified.
And that modest goal, bringing about small-scale social change, can get you into a lot of trouble, especially when you come up against systems, attitudes and prejudices that have built up for decades, if not centuries. Zalina Mashenkulova is a journalist and Russian feminist.
All my activities, first of all, I do because I want to do it. It doesn't matter what vision I have. I have a quite pessimistic vision, but I do these things and I'll do it because I have another way, because I can't help with it, you know. All my projects are going from my heart. So I want to tell people the truth. That's it.
With the threat of violence or official harassment always around the corner in their home countries, one senses that coming here to the Czech capital and meeting other like-minded activists is something of a liberation, at least for a few days. Even here, though, there are hints of a darker side. A handful of Czech security guards patrol this seemingly harmless NGO event, looking rather out of place amongst Uzbek hipsters and Russian environmental activists. And one wonders what life is like when they leave this sunny courtyard with its fair trade coffee and buzz of collaboration and excitement and begin their long journeys home. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.
Делаю репосты из других каналов.